Tomorrow in Bormio, Italy, the Alpine Skiing World Championships begin with a twist. The perennially strong male skiers from Europe will be chasing an American. New Hampshire native Bodie Miller is in first place in the World Cup standings. He's not the only U.S. skier having success on the international circuit, and skiing officials in this country say it's part of a plan that's paying off. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
30 seconds before American ski racer Darren Rolfs plummets down a steep, sometimes icy course, he's pretty much on autopilot. He buckles his ski boots, pulls the goggles over his eyes, steps to the starting line, and as he puts it, gets into his zone by breathing deeply. No more thinking at this point. He knows the course, and he's relying on instinct. But Monday, at a starting gate in Kitzbühel, Austria, Rolfs couldn't stop his brain. It was his first race back after a somersaulting crash 2 weeks before.
I was in the gate just feeling a little uncertain about how my leg was going to feel because I was battling a lot of pain. Once I kicked out of the start, I think mine just took over, and I didn't feel anything with the legs.
Darren Rolfs doesn't quite have the speed there, but he had 6/10 to burn. If he moves into the lead, outstanding. Darren Rolfs is such a stud. Skiing in that kind of pain, and we're talking about serious pain, to come in the lead.
Rolfs ultimately placed second in the race that was broadcast on the Outdoor Life Network. He finished a mere 0.02 of a second behind the legendary Austrian Hermann Mayer, and he did it in his first race back after injury. Impressive, says longtime U.S. ski team spokesman Tom Kelly, but not all that surprising.
What we have with the U.S. ski team right now is a lot more tough customers than we have in the past.
Darren Rolfs is a speed demon who excels at the fastest events of downhill and Super G. He's ranked 5th in the overall World Cup standings. Bodie Miller, ranked 1st, is a star in Europe, where skiing matters, and he's getting better known in this country, where ski racing often elicits a shrug. U.S. women's racing is even deeper, says Tom Kelly, with Lindsay Kildow, Julia Mancuso, and Christina Kosnick ranked among the top 12 racers in the world. In 1996, the head of U.S. skiing unveiled a plan to improve American teams, and Kelly says it's starting to work. The plan featured better financing, goal setting, and training, including a sophisticated sports science program.
This includes such things as physical conditioning programs for athletes, physiological testing, equipment and technology, video technology to look at race runs and analyze performance.
31-year-old Darren Rolfs says the better care for athletes lets them compete longer, as opposed to the not-so-distant past, when he says U.S. ski racers often retired, even though they were only in their late 20s. Despite the improvements, Rolfs doubts the U.S. ever will be considered an alpine skiing power like Austria, where racing and publicity and snow are constant.
Our sport is so small in the U.S., and we only race once a year, 1 week out of the year in Beaver Creek, Colorado. If kids growing up knew they could have a great career in this sport, and we were around and they're exposed to what we do more, then they might be inclined to put a lot more effort into it.
For now, it'll be Rolfs, Miller, and the U.S. women putting in that effort and quite possibly succeeding. A U.S. ski official says the goal over the next 2 weeks is 8 medals at the World Championships and even more at next year's Olympics. Tom Goldman, NPR News.